Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uchi. We are reflecting on the readings for Palm Sunday, Year B. First reading will be taken from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 50, verses 4 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 22. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 6 to 11. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 1 to 10, and chapter 14, verses 1 to chapter 15, verse 47. The theme of our reflection is the triumphant beginning of his passion. Indeed, my brothers, my sisters, our Lord Jesus' hour had come for his final journey to Jerusalem for a Passover meal with his disciples on Holy Thursday to submit himself to the murderous plans of the Pharisees. His hour had come to accept his suffering, death on the cross on Good Friday, his burial in the tomb on Holy Saturday, and his glorification on Easter Sunday. Yes, indeed, the hour of the Lord had come. And so, about the year 30 AD, having traveled from Galilee, proclaiming the good news, healing the sick, feeding his people, and ministering to the Gentiles, the time came for our Lord Jesus to enter Jerusalem via Jericho for the Feast of Passover, which commenced with a triumphant reception. In preparation for that triumphant reception or triumphant entry, our Lord Jesus sent two of his disciples to the village of Bethpage, where they found a colt on which no one had ever sat. They untied it and brought it to the Lord, and threw their garments on it, and he sat upon it. Many spread their garments on the road, and others spread leafy branches they had cut from the fields. Though 6 days before Passover, many pilgrims joined the disciples in spreading their garments and leafy branches on the road, and others waved palm branches, blessing the name of the Lord Jesus as he entered from the eastern part of Jerusalem. And so the people rejoiced, believing that a descendant of King David had come in the name of our Lord Jesus to conquer the Roman Empire, to set them free and restore the greatness of God's people. Our Lord Jesus did not reject those accolades. He did not turn away from the crowd, nor deny his kingship, but he revealed to the people by his humble entry into Jerusalem that he was a sign of contradiction, that he was going to do things in a different way, that he has come to conquer the enemy as a suffering servant. Unlike the Roman leaders who rode on their horses as they entered Jerusalem from the western gate, showing off their military might, our Lord Jesus, whose state was divine, did not cling to his mighty equality with God. Instead, he emptied himself as he rode on a donkey, proclaiming God's glory. By so doing, my brothers, my sisters, our Lord Jesus wanted the people, he wants us to know and to note that his kingdom, our kingdom, is not of this world. Rather, it is a kingdom that will be established after his death and resurrection for the liberation of God's people from sin and death. And so, my brothers, my sisters, the way of the cross is our way to the Lord. It is the way that leads to happiness here on earth and in the world to come. Let us embrace the way of the Lord, the way of the cross, the way of righteousness. And may the Lord help us to carry out His bidding on our way to Him. May He bless the works of our hands and help us to endure all the pains on our path. And may He lead us to that point of glory, point of happiness, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.